Masechet Kelim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. In the last Mishnah, we spoke about an earthenware vessel that developed a hole but was otherwise complete.
Here we'll talk about a similar halacha for a utensil that is shalem, that's complete, but is cracked and is almost falling apart. Mishnah says, Havit Shenit Ro'a'a, a earthenware barrel that has cracks and becomes very weak, but it's still one piece. The pieces are all together, but it's so fragile that it can't even carry a half kav of figs. So the barrel here is tahor because it becomes unusable in a way. Utfala bagilalim, and before it fell apart, he took the outside of it and he coated it with dung in order to hold it together. When the dung dries out, it bonds the wall together and reinforces the barrel. In that type of situation, afa pishu notele tagilalim veharasim noflim. Even though the barrel is now so damaged that if he was going to remove the pieces of dung, that the barrel would fall apart right away. If the barrel, after he coated it, became so weak that if he took away the coating, the barrel would fall apart on its own, we say teme'a. It's considered to be a complete utensil and is able to become tame. Mipene shelo batal shem keli me'aleha, because it never lost the status of a utensil before it was coated. Even though the barrel had become tahor due to its weakened state before the coating, since it was still fully intact, it's considered to be a barrel nonetheless. So it didn't lose its shem keli, the fact that it's called a utensil, a barrel, even though it lost its status of becoming tameh, because we said it was tahor. So therefore, once the coating is there and it strengthens it, that it has now the ability to support something, is considered to be a complete barrel and become tameh. So again, even though it's continuing to weaken, the fact that the dung is there, the coating is on there, and it's holding it together, it restores its ability to become tameh. It's like the earlier halakha that we had in the previous Mishnah, that as long as a barrel is intact and has the shem keli, is called a barrel, repairing it makes it back into a keli in terms of tum'ah. The ruling applies here, doesn't matter what coating we use. We're using dung to teach that even though dung doesn't have the same high-level status as clay would, it still holds the barrel together, and the barrel now has the ability to become tameh. We'll contrast that ruling of a barrel that broke and then was put back together and then coated with dung. So our case that we just mentioned, it never broke apart. Here, the case will be that the barrel fell apart. Nishbera v'dibek mimena harsit. If the barrel broke apart and the pieces were glued back together, or if he brought pieces from some other place and glued them into a shape of a barrel, utfalan bagilalim, then he coated it with dung to make the barrel hold together more strongly. Even though the barrel was glued together so strongly that if he were to remove the pieces of dung, the pieces would still hold together. We say tehora, the barrel is tahor. Why? Mipineshe batal shem keli me'aleha, because it lost its status as a utensil once it broke apart. The fact that it's all glued together, the fact that there's a coating of dung, cannot restore the shem keli to the item. It can't restore the fact that it was once a barrel. Now it's just a bunch of broken pieces that are back together. It can never return them to the fact that they are a utensil. That's the rule we have. Once a utensil breaks, it becomes tahor from that moment on, and even though it's glued back together, it can never become tameh once again, even if it's repaired. We're not talking about a case of a barrel that was coated with clay and then put back into an oven in order to harden again. That would change its status. It would turn it into a keli once again, because it's actually becoming a utensil. It's a new utensil. Over here, it's a broken barrel, and you're trying to makeshift it by putting clay or by putting dung or by putting glue, but it won't have the ability to restore its old status. In that case, just now we spoke about a barrel that broke into pieces that were too small to become tameh on their own. Now we'll talk about a case where one of the broken pieces was big enough to become tameh on its own. If the barrel that was glued back together had a piece of it that could hold a viviit of liquid by itself,
where that piece was still able to become tameh and transmit tum'ah to food and to liquid that touch it even before the barrel was replaced. So in the previous case, they were all too small to have any tum'ah connected to any particular piece. Here, one of the pieces of the barrel is still big enough where it can hold on to it if you eat on its own, even before anything was repaired. Kula mitama bimaga. If that piece becomes tameh, the entire repaired barrel transmits tum'ah to food and to liquid through direct contact, even the small pieces that were reattached. Ukenegdo mitameh ba'avir. But only the space opposite that large piece, the space within the wall of the piece that holds it if you eat, transmits tum'ah through the airspace. The larger piece was still considered to be a keli, and then was able to transmit tum'ah and to become tameh through the airspace even before the barrel was repaired. So therefore, it continues to do so after the other parts of the barrel were reattached to it. But the smaller pieces that were glued back are not considered to be an earthenware keli, like we learned earlier. So they cannot transmit tum'ah through airspace, but they could be considered to be a yad to the larger piece, a handle to the larger piece, to which they were reattached, and therefore, like handles of an earthenware utensil, they transmit tum'ah, but only through maga, through direct contact, not through airspace. So here, since the large piece itself was tameh, that has the ability to transmit tum'ah through airspace, but all the smaller pieces, they lost their status. But once they're reattached, they become connected to the tameh piece, which, like a handle to the tameh piece that was always had the ability to become tameh, never lost its status, and therefore they could transmit tum'ah through maga, through touch.